Blog Talk Radio.
Shining into our sign. But hi, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and we are with Ron Cole and Kelly Coulter today, and we have a guest, Andrew Romine, who is coming in with Kelly in the second hour. But today we have our famous, wonderful astrologist, Ron Cole, with us, who's going to talk to us about the sky, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Bonnie. Good day to you and good day to everyone.
Well, I'm so excited to have you, and I know it's me coming back, but, you know, I get so excited when we get to talk about the heavens. And, you know, our birthday, Ron, which I've been telling everybody, is coming up very soon. So everybody get ready for the sun to come into Cancer very shortly, because I think it just got into Gemini, didn't it?
Yes, it just entered Gemini today. So 1 month, it'll be entering Cancer.
Yay, everyone. And I rock 714 with Ron. And remember my birthday because I've been saying it now for a month and a half. And I do this every year so nobody forgets my birthday. But hi, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers again on air. And I am Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I am a counselor. I am a therapist. And I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But what I really rock is I am a psychic spirit medium. I get messages from the dead. I love it. That's why I rock the dead, I rock the alive, and I love what I do. And I hope everybody knows on Monday and Tuesday is when Susan and I rock that dead people. And Wednesday is our astrology day, which is today. And tomorrow we have Leslie Journey. She also rocks a little bit of dead, too. So she is our spirit medium in the house tomorrow. She gives messages. She gives dates and times, and she's just a cool lady. And Kelly, of course, who is one of our co-hosts, as well as Ron, always rocks the house. So, guys, welcome. I'll say hello, and I'm so happy to be back. Ron, please tell everybody. Thank you. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you if they want a reading, and tell them what it entails.
An astrology reading is very different, really, than many forms of intuitive readings. It's really a complete life delineation of all the different facets of the life, timings, events, cycles, and it is quite lengthy. It takes about 2.5 hours to the reading to be done. So what happens is I need a person's city of birth, date of birth, and time of birth, of course, as long as with their name too, to set up their chart and to do their reading. So they can always email me for that request at livingastro@aol.com. That's livingastro@aol.com.
Well, I'm so happy you told everybody how to get a hold of you because, you know, after I hear the song Aquarius, which I always associate with you and Kelly, I just want to throw my clothes off. So I kind of had to put them back on before the show started.
Well, if you did, we would never know.
That's right. Well, that's why I do it, and it just gets me all hot and bothered under the collar. So today, I'm so excited, Ron. There's so much going on in the sky, and I know there are a few things you want to talk about. I've got to tell you before we start talking about the subject that we picked, is that, you know, I have had for the last 3 weeks such a low energy. And for me, that probably nobody would notice, but for me, I noticed I couldn't go to the gym. As of today, I went to the gym. I haven't been there in a week, and I rocked the gym. And what I think happened, and I might be wrong, but I'm thinking I read this somewhere, Mercury or Mars just went direct. So it's the planet of energy. Am I right?
Mercury won't go direct or go retrograde even until June 7th. Now, let's double-check one thing about that. Let me see here, just to double-check.
Maybe it's Mars.
Yes, Mars just went direct.
Mars just went direct.
Mars had been retrograde
on the 19th.
Since November.
That's energy action. Yeah.
So I'm so excited because I really felt like I'm on the mend. I really felt that for the first time. Now I'm hoping it doesn't go retrograde again real soon, but I think, you know,
Years. Mars is a very infrequent retrograder. What I wanted to talk about today is the sun just crossed over the Pleiades yesterday, and it was at 29 degrees Taurus. Then.
Wow.
And that's a very important point in the zodiac. In the northern hemisphere, it's the one point that when you look up at the sky, it looks like a little puff of light or a little cloud of light. And when you actually take a telescope and look at it, there are 7 major stars, bright stars, and quite a few smaller stars that are all clustered at that point. And it is called the Pleiades. And it's always been considered a point that eye or the eye of the body to give insight and ability. that's where the sun was yesterday, and it was still in Taurus. Today it's left Taurus, left the Pleiades, and it's at 0 degrees, which is actually the beginning degree of Gemini, and it's got a whole month now of journeying through that sign before it will enter Cancer.
Well, can you tell us what that means about now that it's in Gemini? What are the traits of this now?
It's a very intelligent sign. It's a sign that is good at multitasking. It's good at working more than one job. It's good at doing two facets at once and doing them both coordinatingly well. It's a sign that tends to have higher IQs. It tends to be very good in any form of communication work, whether it's teaching, writing, selling, lecturing, counseling. It has usually a good gift with words. It can be very witty because it can have a sense of ways of putting words together to make puns and to make jokes. And it's a sign that tends to have a useful energy associated with it, kind of like a Peter Pan energy of staying somewhat either inwardly or outwardly eternally useful.
Well, that is so interesting.
And it's ruled by Mercury.
That is so interesting, Ron, because my dad was a Gemini, and what I think is maybe we should have been Geminis, because if it's the really intelligent sign, I mean, we're right next door to Cancer, so I'm sure that it kind of leaked over there, don't you think?
Well, every sign is distinctly different. Even if you move from yesterday Taurus to today Gemini, there's completely different characteristics with Taurus and Gemini, and or should I say versus Gemini. And it's fascinating how when a planet changes a sign, or the case of the sun, it will completely change energy into a whole new way of being. You know, what I wanted to mention today, Bonnie, and we talked about this briefly earlier, is in astrology continues to evolve. And as
yeah.
it evolves, we've developed modern terminology for the different planets. And they have become modern archetypal wordings. Now, that sounds like a real fancy set of words, modern archetypal wordings. But each of the planets has developed this imagery wording, and I'd like to go through them all, and this is things now used today that would not have been used 40, 50 years ago or 100 years ago or 500 years ago. For example, Venus, it's called the white pearl in the sky. And when you look at the planet Venus, especially through a telescope, you can see that it looks like a glowing white pearl floating there in space. Interestingly enough, Venus does rule or is connected to jewelry, including
wow.
pearls itself. Mars now is called the unblinking red eye. Now that's kind of an ominous energy expression, because red eyes, no matter whether they are frightening creatures or benign creatures, tend to be very upsetting for human beings. And to call Mars the unblinking red eye in modern terminology, Mars is the planet that is connected with war, warriors, it's connected with conflicts, and it's connected with red, because it is named the red planet. When you look at it, it actually is a red colored. Back in, I think it was the 17th or the 14th, it was the 14th of April, Mars made its closest passage to the Earth in 6.5 to 7 years, and it was really bright out there, and you could see this bright red-like star out there. And when I was looking at it, I was
hello.
Uh-oh.
And
did we lose Ron?
Rules the eye.
Oh, there we go. You cut out there, Ron. We missed you.
Yeah.
How much,
Ron?
Yeah.
Well,
can you hear
I
me?
Think we. Yeah, we heard you. Just first, I didn't hear anything.
I think we missed about a sentence.
Yeah. So I think if you started somewhere around the about Mars, you saw it as a red, the red planet, because you went through the blinking eye. But the last sentence we've missed.
Mars has always been connected with war. Warriors,
yeah.
And it's been called the red planet, and its new archetypal terminology is the unblinking red eye. Jupiter is nicknamed in modern terminology or archetypal words, the laughing man. And Jupiter is the planet that gives joviality. In fact, the old word for Jupiter was Jove. And there used to be a terms like by Jove, and we get the word jovial from that. And Jupiter's connected always with humor and connected always with joy and connected always with great senses of humor. And so the sense of Jupiter is also quite optimistic. And so the laughing man is associated with the imagery of Jupiter because it creates not only that sense of joviality, but the sense of positiveness, that positive feeling that comes with laughing. Well, now we get to Saturn, the second biggest planet. Jupiter's the biggest, and Saturn's the second biggest, the ringed one. And Saturn is archetypally named the serious old man of the sky. And if you look at that term, the serious old man of the sky, we can break that down to really show a lot about Saturn. First of all, it's the ruler of old age. It's the ruler of aging. And it's the ruler of the elderly. In the great composer Holst produced a wonderful series of compositions called The Planets. And I recommend everyone find that, The Planets by Holst. And in that, every planet through Neptune, he wrote a composition for. And may I say, the one on Neptune is just beautiful. It's just so eerie, it's beautiful. He does not have the sun or moon, but he has Mercury through Neptune.
That Holmes? How is Holmes spelled?
I believe it's H-O-L-T-Z.
H-O-L-T-Z, okay, thank you.
H-O-L-T-Z. And it's called The Planets. And he called Saturn his composition, the bringer of old age. And speaking of Sirius, Saturn is a Sirius planet, and it produces a Sirius attitude and a Sirius condition and a Sirius view on things. So its key phrase is the Sirius old man of the sky.
Ron?
Kind of ominous. Yes, Bonnie?
Two things, because one is I know that I took Saturn out of my chart and I put it back into your chart. Now you have two Saturns. But I do have to also tell you, and you don't have to thank me because I did it for you. But the other thing is Saturn now in Scorpio? Did Saturn move and it's now into the next planet for 50 years? No?
Oh, no, it's still in Scorpio, and it's been there since October the 6th, 2012. And it's going to stay in Scorpio till Christmas Eve, 2014, on which day it will enter Sagittarius and leave Scorpio behind. Actually, for a brief time in 2015, re-enter Scorpio at the very, very last degree or two by retrograding, but it really is no longer officially at sign. It just kind of comes back in for a brushing and then moves out very quickly, only a matter of weeks. Is it
okay? Okay, because I just wanted to make sure that Saturn was nowhere near me. So, okay, go ahead.
Now, Uranus, the first of the newer planets, because these were visual to the human eye, is called the fallen man. And why? And Uranus is the planet that sits completely on its side. Instead of its poles being up and down, like we have a north pole, a south pole, and an equator, 90 degrees, and its poles are where it...
I'm not hearing anything, Kel.
Can you hear anything?
The poles, it's like the poles with something. The poles are somewhere on your end.
Yeah. Call back?
That might, you know, Ron, I don't know if that'll help, but maybe Kelly and I'll talk while you call back in.
All right, I'll call right back.
Okay. Cal?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted
to
announce
everything. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? It's like, who's on first?
Yeah,
who's on
you guys are sounding quick. I was really surprised that he dropped out like that. It's like, because I think Ron's on a landline, isn't he? It's like he's not like the rest of us and have, you know, cell phones and stuff. It's like usually he comes in like really crystal clear.
I know. I'm just so shocked. But, you know, it could be all the energy. You know what I, you know, when I have, I got to tell you something. I'm so excited to tell everybody I want to tell you before you pick up Ron again, can pick up Ron. Did you pick up Ron?
I haven't called back in yet.
Okay. Remember, May 31st, we've got Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, coming from 1 to 3. It's a Saturday show that I'm putting on on June 2nd and June 3rd, I have guests. June 2nd, I have a girl. Oh, my goodness. She's so fabulous. Her name is... I've got her coming in, Tammy. She's so good. She reads like a dream. And then on June 3rd, I've got Charlie coming back. So we are giving up, Susan and I are giving up an hour for those shows. Yes, and oh, my goodness, you've got to call Tammy. She rocks the house. I mean, she uses cards. But she's so excited about you, Kelly, because I told her if we put her on a Thursday, the next time she comes, that you would do her life cards, her Atlantean life and birth cards, and she'll do one for you. So
you've
got to call in. Because she's so straight on. It was scary. So I've got her. I'm so excited. Today she called in, and we talked about it. We put her on, and she's fabulous. And, of course, then, you know, Charlie. Charlie's
been
here, and
everybody
loves Charlie. Oh, thank you, because I know, well, you know what? When everybody feels fabulous, we get fabulous. So, and, you know, another thing is I wanted to tell everybody, and I think I've mentioned it on the last couple shows, is if we're nice to each other, we're kind to each other, nobody has better gifts or worse gifts. Everybody's gifts are equal and wonderful to that person and to us. Yes. That we rock kindness, we rock tolerance, and we rock differences, meaning that we want everybody to have different talents. We want everybody to showcase different talents.
Right.
We want everybody to be happy for everybody else that has different talents. And like I said, I think that light workers in general, and I'm a funny girl, so this is kind of serious for me, but I want everybody to understand that love, kindness, respect, and tolerance is really what we rock on our shows, don't you think, Kelly?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the big thing. We're all supposed to play nice in the the sandbox of life. You know, it's like that's the whole point. Because if we're not being loving, kind, you know, all those good things, then what good are
we're
doing?
We're doing a disservice to our metaphysical community, and that's what I just want to, and then I'll stop talking because I don't want to get on this subject. It makes me so sad when I know that people are not being kind and friendly, and listen, I have to run the sandbox, so everybody play nicely, and we're okay.
Ron, trouble calling back in. I haven't seen him back on the board yet. I wonder if he's having a problem calling back in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Blog Talk yesterday put up that they were having problems, and people couldn't call in, and people were getting kicked out. Yeah, so hopefully Ron will come back, but you know, no, I don't mind talking, so, you know, I think what Ron was talking about is so cool because, like I said, I don't even acknowledge Saturn in my chart. I don't know where it is. I don't want to know where it is. And if Saturn's anywhere near.
Yes, I don't know. See, you have to because remember Ron has said there's positive things about Saturn, Bonnie. The positive things are it makes us more responsible. You know, we have to cross our T's, dot our I's instead of dotting our T's and crossing our I's.
I know. I do not like dotting my T's and crossing my I's. I just don't, because that makes the I's a T and the T an I. So I'm sorry. I just don't like doing it. Okay, go ahead.
I did have something here. I was kind of, because I've got this little book thing that it talks about the retrograde planets that are going on. Like it gives the whole year, you know, starting from the beginning. But the ones that we've already we've already been through. Jupiter was in retrograde. It came out March 6th. Venus was in retrograde. It came out January 31st. When the first Mercury retrograde was from February 6th to February 28th. And then what he was talking about, the Mars retrograde started March 1st and went through April 19th. March 1st. March 1st to May 19th. So, it just got out of retrograde and went direct. So I'm going, you know, I never even associated that with, because, see, I've been kind of sluggish, too. It's like I've just kind of been like, I don't want to go out. I want to do things.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. You know, I just want to be like a bear and hibernate in a cave, you know. I was like,
well,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened to me for the last 3 weeks. Besides being, like, hit by disease and more viruses than I've ever been in March, or April,
right.
Actually, March and April.
Well, see,
it
would have been March and April and half May. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
And I could not get it together. And
yeah.
It was until today, Kelly, that I went to the gym. And I haven't been there in a week, and you know, and I haven't really rocked the gym for, I would try to go 2 days or 3 days. I was so sluggish at the gym, there was no sense in me going. So I took off like almost 10 days. And now I went there today. I got up at 4:30, which I haven't done in probably 10 days. I got to the gym at 5:30, and I actually got through my exercises. And I thought, what is going on here? I have some energy. And guess what? Guess what went direct?
What?
Wasn't
it
Mars?
Was it?
Mars.
Oh yeah, Mars went. See, and that makes such sense because it's the planet of action and energy. You know, whether it's whether it's good ash, you know, but that's where we get that, you know, that oomph, that, you know, desire to go out. And I'll say, you know, you go out and you pedal your bike, you go out and work out, you know, you go out and, you know, box the box thing or whatever. It's like, you know, it's the action, it's the energy, and it's like, you know, I have a real thought, Bonnie. I have a thought here. Can you do a joined call, and can you try calling Ron from your phone and do it as a joint call? See, I'll call my dumb phone, my little old dumb phone will do that. It's like it'll let me, while I'm on a call, will let me call another caller and then join the call. Can you do that for Ron? Because I suspicion he may be having trouble calling back in. Because he hasn't shown up, I'm thinking, you know, but you're here, so it's like.
Do you see anybody? Can you? You know what? Yes. Can you go into the help on Blog Talk and tell them what's going on? Because while we talk, because otherwise, do you see anybody in chat? Is there anybody in chat?
Yeah, we got a couple guests that managed to make it in. It's like we're going to give a shout out to our guests because definitely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank
you know,
everybody.
Two people made it in
but
the chat.
You know,
I'm going, this is really unusual.
I got to talk, so I want to talk here, and you just get into the help and see what you can do. Everybody, thank you for joining us. You know, I appreciate it. No matter what, we're going to bring you a show. No matter who's on, we'll talk. And if there's any callers, and I don't know that there's any callers, Kelly can actually take out her cards, and you can ask me also. I'm here till 2 o'clock. But I have to tell you, and then Andrew is supposed to come in. But I do have to tell everybody that I do want you to look at Mars because I couldn't figure it out. And with all the planets retrograde at once, and believe me, they've all been going retrograde at once or at one after another, it has been a tough few months. And I know that today was the first day I've actually felt like, well, you know, I always feel like that on the radio, but actually in the gym. So I think we're on the upswing. I am hoping the end of May is the end of things. And also because of those big planets, those boulders that wouldn't let any energy out, people who didn't feel it last month, I was told, feel it this month, a month to a day later. So all those heavy-hitted Grand Cross planets, if you were okay last month, some of you got hit this month. So I know that it's going to be better because the planets are starting to go they're coming out of retrograde. They're actually going direct. I know we've got another one going retrograde, I think June 7th. But, you know, if you can look at the sky, if you could follow that, you know, sometimes the planets are tough for me. I don't know which planet's which, but I know the big heavy hitter ones, but I know Saturn. You're right. Saturn does have a upside. And right now, my daughter's Scorpio, and Saturn is in Scorpio for the last 2.5 years. It is in her sign of education, studying, school, and whatever, and she just started 2 years ago, medical school. So the thing was, for her, it was great. It kept her in. It kept her studying. It kept her honest. It kept, not that she isn't, but it kept her focused. And that's what Saturn in that house did. Now, if Saturn's in your house and home, you're in trouble because it's just going to throw havoc. And I know that Saturn, actually it was Pluto that was in the house for Brooke when she just packed everything up into a little small box and said, you know, nothing's going to work. But, you know, some of these planets really do affect you, and they affect how your life is. I love Jupiter because I'm one of those jovial planets. So to me, if you just look at the planets and see what's out there, kind of skim them, and you'll see kind of, and then, you know, check into your feelings and see what you're feeling. You might want to start understanding astrology a little better, and that's what it did for me. Cal?
All righty. Let's see. Okay, let's see here. Well, she's given me some ideas here on, we got the, there we go. Ha, there we go. We got him. He managed to get back
Yay!
In. Yay!
Ron, oh my goodness, Ron,
my
I had to talk astrology.
I called
Ron?
You back. I had no dial tone. I had no, but
Hello?
I finally got it to work now.
Wow.
Okay, well, you know what? Ron, we're not going to let you hang up because I've got to tell you, when everybody had to listen to me about the planets, oh, my goodness, they're all holding their ears. So go for it.
When I went to call you back, hang. So I went and called a second time, and then there wasn't any.
I'm not able
okay,
to
we're
get,
we're getting gaps, but you know what? We're getting gaps, but that's okay, Ron. Keep going.
Uranus,
which I surprised. I think a landline would do that.
Sitting literally on its side, where its equator is, are its pole, where should be its poles are, and it turns up and down and up and down instead of around and around like the Earth does. The moon is called the emergence.
Oh, you know, I don't even hear Ron.
He's talking. It's his phone cutting in and out.
Okay. Are other people hearing him? Can you ask chat?
Can you hear me at all?
Now I can hear you, but I didn't hear you for like a few minutes. So go ahead. You just keep talking because I hate to do this to people, you know, who are listening if I'm the only one who can't hear you.
Neptune is called the immersed man because it is. Immerses you in water. You can be immersed in drugs or in alcohol, but it's the planet that is the immerser, so it's called the immersed man. Mercury is called the nervous thinker because a planet that has the energy of both nervous and thinking. In Virgo, it rules nerves. In Gemini, it rules thinking. And finally, Pluto. We've got an interesting terminology. It's called the powerful twins. And you'll probably think, well, what does that have to do with Gemini? It's not the ruler of the twins. But Pluto is the largest moon per capita of any planet in the solar system in proportion to the planet's size. The moon, one of the major moons of Pluto, is literally half the size of the planet itself. So that's why it's called the powerful twins, because Pluto is a very powerful planet. And it may be a little hidden one out there, but it still is a major guy in the ways of astrology. I hope you all got that.
I love Pluto. But I'll tell you, I think it was Pluto, if I wasn't mistaken, that my friend, it hit her fourth house. And she said she packed everything in a little box. It was Brooke. And she knew that she wasn't going to have a home for a long time. Is that the planet that did that? Am I right, Ron?
Well, Pluto can rule the death of something in the it could have been the death of the old location of living and the rebirth or new birth to the new location.
And what would Saturn have done to that house?
Saturn can give a lot of home.
Okay, I'm
there's
not
a pause there, Ron. You're pausing again, Ron. It's like I know you can hear us, but it's like it just cuts out, and that's okay. You know, that's okay. Just hang in there. It's like and talk, and we'll tell
about,
what the last thing was that we heard.
Are they saying anything? Can they hear me?
Now we can. There we go.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you, I have not had, Kelly, I know this is going to be hard for you, but do you think you could get into help that maybe you have done in the help desk?
I did.
Actually,
and I'll tell you, here's what she posted, was it said, as for chat, we'd need to work one-on-one with listeners, as the majority of the time their browser needs maintenance or their Adobe Flash is not up to date. So it's like that's what VTR typed on there. She said, you know, because I said just, you know, we've been having issues here. And let's see, the first thing was, okay, you know, there were other, okay. me back in. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently they did some on their end, but anyway, we all of a sudden started being able, you know, we started seeing numbers we got numbers in the queue, which is great.
Okay. Cool.
So, you know,
cool. Okay.
that's the best we can do for right now.
Okay. Well, Ron, I'm sorry. It's just so, you know, sometimes Blog Talk just does this and we have to roll with the punches. So now I don't hear you again, so I'm just going to keep talking till I do hear you.
I had dead air.
You did? Okay, so something.
I had dead
right.
air. I couldn't even get a dial tone when I went to redial the second time.
Wow. Well, you know what? What would Saturn do? Because I didn't hear you. What would Saturn do to the fourth house?
It would make it have a lot of expenses, a lot of repairs, a lot of things breaking down, things getting older. Aging, costliness.
Okay.
But it's also good for buying or selling real estate because you could buy something and hold on to it for a long time and end up.
Okay. You know what? Is Andrew there? Is did we get Andrew in queue?
Let's see. We've got a 615 and a 216. Something that's not him yet.
Okay, because I was going to say that if we have Andrew in queue and we can't hear Ron, maybe he wants to hold off Andrew's reading for next week because I hate for Andrew to not be able to hear. And that's kind of what I was going to say. So okay. Why don't we tell Ron?
Well,
I must admit,
I hear you both perfectly. I hear you both.
You
but
do?
There's not a problem.
That's so crazy, Ron. That's crazy, crazy. So, all right, well, if we can you hear him, Kelly? Because if you can, we'll
yeah,
just maybe. Okay, so go ahead, Ron. So our guy that you're going to do the reading on, which is Andrew Romine, which is
right.
too cool because he is, you know, he is a co-host. He has his own show. And I know he was excited about this reading, so I don't know if he can't get on or he tried to get on. So sometimes they, you know, they've been kicking people out of, I don't know why, chat or queue. So I thought maybe, you know what, Kelly, you and I can read till 2, and we'll just put Andrew's off until next. Can we hold Andrew's, Ron, till next
That's
Wednesday?
That's fine with me because we would be giving him a shorter reading if we did start now.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So, Ron, we love you so much. And next week, we are going to rock the skies again. And if you could please just hold on to Andrew's, and we'll do Andrew's next Wednesday.
Okay. And thank you for giving me the chance to be here, even though I was off the air for a short time there.
Yeah.
You know what, like, Ron? With Kelly, if she doesn't hear you, she has to get her Ron fix. It's amazing. So she's just so into
I do. Guilt
she's
charge.
She's so into you. Yeah, she's
well,
so
I want to
into
ask you, at the beginning of the show, did you both hear everything fine?
Yeah, there were small, you know, there were small gaps when we'd say, Ron, wait, we missed that last sentence. It's like it was just like short gaps. It just, you know, it would cut out just a little bit, and then you'd be back on. You know, it's like, and then you'd be in the middle of another sentence, and we go, wait a minute, we missed the.
Yeah. Well, there was one part that it had was so long. I'm thinking, I'm the host here. I better get on. So I knew that something was happening. So
I couldn't call in. I couldn't get through.
I know. Something's going on with Blog Talk. They put it up yesterday, and that's what we need to talk to them about. So it is, you know, it probably, Ron, is not you, because yesterday we had some trouble with callers, too, calling in that had that problem. So we're going to try to talk to them, and hopefully next Wednesday show will rock better. So we love you, and I got to tell you, like I said, Kelly, if you're not here, she starts to have, like, she gets hyperventilating, asking where you are,
and she starts
to tell me what happened to Ron. So, Ron, we will see you next Wednesday. And thank you. We love you. We love astrology. We love when you rock astrology with us. And thank you for coming. You know, we always, always appreciate you being here.
I so appreciate you. Nice talking with you both.
Bye-bye. Have a
and
great
everyone.
Day.
You
yeah.
too.
Thank
goodbye
you.
Now.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Ron. Oh, Kel, I just love him. Remember, everybody, he does readings. He is my astrologist. So if you do a 2-hour, 2 to 3-hour reading with him, it's livingastro@aol.com. So if we could put that in chat, he is fabulous. He is worth every single minute that you have him. And he even does, like, doctors, not that that matters, but doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs call him if, you know, if they want to make a major decision, they want to know where the planets are, which is the best way to go. And he always, he's like on call for these people. I'm surprised Hollywood doesn't have like a red button to his name. So everybody, we're really happy to have Ron, and I just adore him. Anyway, Cal, let's take some callers.
All righty. Sounds like a plan.
And, you know, if you find Andrew, because Andrew's coming in to read with you, just pick him up,
yeah.
Because, like I said, I'm indisposed after two. But let's start with some callers and see if we can get Andrew in.
All righty. Sounds good. All right. First caller is area code 651. 651, you are on today.
Hi.
You're on with Bonnie and Kelly.
Hi. It's Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How can we help you today, girlfriend?
Well,
let me tell you what we do. Kelly reads you.
Got a speakerphone on.
Okay, who has a speakerphone on?
That's it. Leslie, are you on speaker?
No.
Okay, Leslie, we're having problems with Blog Talk. I don't have a speaker. But
okay.
I have to tell you that I want to tell you that Kelly reads Atlantean life cards. It's a life and birth card. It's super cool. And I will answer any question that you have, and Kelly will throw some cards if you want. Or you can have a reading.
I'm going to let you guys use your intuition.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how I work. Either Kelly's going to throw the cards down. I work with questions. So if you have a question, like any type of question, I can pull from the universe. I can actually pull from spirit. But that's how I work. So if you ask me to look at you and bring to you something, I could probably do that, but it's not going to be in the 20 minutes that we have left that I could stay. So if you want a specific question, you can rock me.
And what I need is
a month and a birth date. Just a birth month and day, so I can tell you what your card is.
Okay, September 1st.
Okay.
Ah, you're a Virgo. Are you a Virgo?
Yes.
She's also a Ten of Diamonds and an Eight of Spades. Ooh, the blessed card.
Oh my goodness, honey, it's your lucky day.
If you want a lucky life.
Yeah, oh my goodness, you're going to love Kelly's reading. But go ahead and ask me a question while she's throwing down the card. So go ahead.
I'm currently living with my boyfriend. Me and my son moved in about a year ago. And I'm wondering if that was such a smart move and if I should move back to my house.
Okay, well, I got to tell you something. I don't like to give, I do want to start off by telling you this. I feel like you're apprehensive anyway. Something's not right, and I can feel it very much so from you. And I'm going to tell you that I don't, because I'm a counselor and because I'm also, a therapist, I want to tell you that especially with kids involved, it's not easy. And I'm going to give you this lightly. And you have the choice and you have free will. But I would say that it is time to move back.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why, what I'm feeling. I'm hearing no. So it means don't stay. And I don't know that the relationship will be over. I think there's some shady things going on. And I'm not quite sure what that means to me. But it doesn't look like if you're not getting something from this relationship that you want. And I don't think he's being forthright about it. So my thought is that if you move back, this is what I'm seeing. If you do move back to your home and you still want this relationship to work, it actually will be more on your terms once you move back than his. And right now it's on his terms and not yours. And this is what I'm hearing. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Okay, good, because I don't mean to, but I because if you were a client of mine, I would be, talking to you a whole lot more about this relationship, but this is really quick, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to love and feel, I could feel like my chest is tight, so it makes me want to tell you that, that when you move back, it's going to be like this, and my chest isn't going to feel tight anymore. So, Kelly, go ahead and throw some cards for her.
Okay, first of all, what I need to know for the for like your yearly stuff here is what is your current age?
47.
Oh, okay. You're older than me. I'm only 15.
Right.
Yeah. I'm so happy. You know what? I'm so happy. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm so happy to give you this advice because you know what? I'm just telling you, you're slightly older than me, but that's okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm not over the hill.
What about you here?
Neither am I.
You're a lot of the way through your year right now. You've been through the Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn time, and your Uranian time for your year started May 20th. So this all started yesterday. You've got Uranus and Neptune to go through. Let's say Uranus started yesterday, and Neptune starts at a famous star, 7-Eleven, so which is July 11th. So let's see what is happening for you right now, because Uranus is a planet of like unexpected changes. The other thing I will say is you've already been through what they call the midlife crisis, which occurs at age 45. That is when all the cards yearly reading are exactly what they were the day you were born. And many people go through that, you know, that's how it got the name, the midlife crisis, because many people go through a lot of changes in the year 45, in their 45th year, 45 to 46. And, you know, and if you don't know what's coming up, you've got to go, oh, my goodness, what happened? But it's your opportunity to raise everything up an octave and really be able to reformat, you know, reform your life for the next 45 years, because this is like, this system uses like 45-year cycles. So where you're at right now, you're 2 years into your, you know, making yourself over here moment. What it does show, you've got a long-range card of the Jack of Spades. So you've got a lot of creativity this year, Spades is also dealing with work, career. You know, it's like the old people of the deck, you know, that kind of stuff. Trying to look here just really quick.
Well, while you're looking, can I just say a few words? Okay, Kelly, or am I going to work? Okay, you know, she uses the system. Well, I use the system of your midlife crisis. Hers is a card system. Ours is, you know, your midlife crisis is going to last for a while. But I just, you know, I've got to tell you, I love my pendulum, and this is why I'm doing it. When Kelly was talking, I knew what I was, you know, I know what Spirit said, and I know how I feel, you know, what I said to you. But anyway, I have a pendulum that I love. It's kind of like my alt. It kind of, I can tell it to stop, and it stops on a dime. So I love my pendulum, and I did ask, and there is somebody in your, I can feel it, but I believe that once you decide, because you don't have to decide, you know, to leave, you could stay, but once you decide what you're going to do, there is another man coming in.
Okay.
So what I wanted to say that to you is, I think that you think really that, I think you're a pretty independent woman. That's what I feel like. I don't feel like you depend on that when you, if you would move home, that would upset you too much. It would upset you maybe that you didn't see it coming sooner, or you did see it coming sooner, but you maybe could have made that decision a little, you know, a little earlier. But what I do for you is there is going, because I asked, you know, I asked, is this something that I am going, you're going to stay with? And they said no. So I already know that you're going to get out of this, and you are going to probably, I'm going to say that I really feel you're going to move back. But when you do, there's another man in your future. And he will be coming in. I'm not going to tell you real quick, because I think you need time to heal, but I am going to tell you he's there, so you won't be alone. And that's what I did want to tell you.
Okay.
Cal?
Yes, I'm sitting here reading. It's like we've had people pop in and out of chat, and it's like, I was like, oh my goodness, okay, not sure if that's there. Anyway, okay, long range with that Jack of Spades, it can represent an industrious young man, but someone who also might possibly be prone to either dishonesty or illegal activities.
keep a close eye on this person if you know who they are and to them, okay? Now, more spiritual ones are considered initiates into higher wisdom. In some way, that person is going to play a major role in your life this year and be one of the focuses of your attention. So I'm thinking this might possibly be the relationship. I'm not going to say year, and you know, you can kind of probably figure that out yourself. You may find yourself dealing with one or more people that are underhanded this year, or you can find yourself in situations where you go, not sure if I want to tell them really what's going on, okay? So it's advisable to be extra careful in all of your dealings with people. Don't give your trust out without checking the person out in detail, okay? And watch your valuables. Keep your doors locked, you know. Keep your hands on your purse. Don't leave your car running, those kind of things. On the flip side, in a different sense, it might be a year when you're introduced to many new spiritual philosophies or concepts. You might begin practicing a new ideology related to some kind of spiritual path you've begun. Exposure to those kind of new things can bring a significant change in your lifestyle, and one that really encourages you to do better things for your health, for life in general. The key words for this one is a year of success in creative fields such as acting or performing in some way, but also a year of ripoffs or of spiritual initiation. So, you know, you could have all or any of those things going on, you know, this year. And like I said, you're at the end of your year, you know, end of the cycle here in the Uranus time, Neptune time. What happened? You have a King of Hearts and you have a Two of Clubs, and then the year ends in Neptune with the Two of Clubs. So the Two of Clubs is known as either the conversation card. It can also be the argument card, the fear card. But there's going to be a lot of conversation with someone. With that King of Hearts, that represents, it's the Loving Father card, and it can represent possibly someone who is, you know, you would like in your life, and I'm kind of seeing this as possibly, you know, father figure, something, you know, for your child. At the same time, I'm also looking at some of the other long range cards, and it does indicate there's a Pluto card that's a Nine of Hearts, and there's also a Result card that's a Five of Hearts. So some year there's a relationship that you will be tying up or ending, okay, because that's usually what Nine of Hearts is about, is, you know, bringing to conclusion, you know, things that are that might be, you know, relationships that might not be safe for you, and it's being able to let them go in a way that's positive for you, and, you know, not being, not worrying about Linus. Okay, I'm going to go back to Linus with his security blanket. It's like allowing that relationship to go on its way. It's like, don't hold on to things that are not helping you grow. Okay, you know, let them go, let it go. You know, yeah. It seems to be a bit from Frozen, but it's really true. It's like, let the things go that are not that good for you, and use your own discernment, because you have some really good intuition, discernment about things. So always, you won't ever get in trouble if you follow your gut and go, if this feels good, you know, go with that. If it doesn't feel good, or if you're getting, you know, that red light feeling, it's like, you know, look at that, understand that, and absolutely go with that, okay? And then the result with that card, because that's the challenge. The challenge is, you know, tying up relationships. The result that indicates success with that is the Five of Hearts, and the Five of Hearts is sometimes called, the separation card or divorce card, but it's just indicating, you know, it doesn't mean there's going to be divorced or whatever, but it just indicates that there's a restlessness within you about relationships, and it indicates that they're, you know, could be a separation with loved ones, you know, over, you know, miles or, you know, things like that, or some kind of separation coming or occurring. And it could be, I've seen things like, you know, somebody gets on the other side of the country, literally, you know, somebody on the East Coast, you know, travels to the West Coast, and all of a sudden their parents got sick, or, you know, things happened and they needed to be home. So a Five of Hearts is not necessarily your, you know, your personal stuff, but can also affect anyone that you have a relationship with. And that's one of the other things that I mentioned, is just that a relationship can be
you know, it's with your parents, it's with your children, it's with your spouse, it's with your friends. You know, sometimes if you see people on a regular basis, you know, it's with the grocery store people, it's with, you know, the people you see at the post office, you know, it's the people, literally, Mr. Rogers, the people in your neighborhood, you know, people you interact with, workmates, you know, on a regular basis. So relationships encompass a very broad range of, you know, like everyone. It's like, you know, everyone that you interact with. They're like, you know, woven somehow into the tapestry of your life, literally. So, I don't know. Hope that makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
I hope
yep.
that. We seem to have blocked Bonnie. She, like, don't know what happened. It dropped her call like it dropped Ron earlier, so I'm hoping she's going to be able to call back in. I don't know. They seem to be having issues. issues with the phone line today. It's like, oh, my goodness. So, anyway. Oh, golly. All righty. Well, if that helps out, then
yes, it will. And I'll have to re-listen, I'm sure, a couple times.
Right.
But yeah, thank you.
We'd call in and you know, call back in and let us know how it goes, because we always like to hear.
Okay.
Oh wait, oh Bonnie, get up back in. Here she goes. See if she's got any further words, because she kind of bopped out in the middle of that. You got dropped.
Hi. I'm so sorry. I am going to have to get off. I just wanted to call back in. I'm being kicked off, and I couldn't hear.
I know. It's like you were like gone.
I know. Well, you know what? Tell Blog Talk it's me. I'm the host. They can't throw me off. But anyway, are we still talking to the same caller?
Yes.
Just let us know how everything works out. You are a strong girl. I could feel it. And I think you know everything that I don't know what Kelly told you. I kind of could feel it, though. But I know that what I've told you, you feel anyway. And I wonder if you, my thought is this. Do you have any abilities?
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah.
I'm so happy. You are a cool girl. I love you. You are such a cool lady. Please let us know what's going on. But if you think you fooled me, no, you didn't. So please call back in. Let us know how you're doing and call us. And anything that we can do or help, you know that we're here for you. And by the way, you have abilities, so maybe we'll call you. Have a great day, and I have got to leave. I want to tell everybody, Kelly. I don't know if I don't know what you want to do. Andrew,
you know,
coming in?
Tell you what, we've got three callers in queue, and so far we haven't seen Andrew. It's like I don't suppose I can persuade you. We got 3 minutes.
I can't.
Here. You can, okay.
I can't, because then I'll get started and I've got to take my daughter somewhere. So I normally would say yes, everyone, but if you can rock it until 3 o'clock, I would love that.
You bet.
Andrew was supposed to be with you. I don't know if he's kicked off or he's not.
I don't
and
know.
If you
or can't
pick
call
him
in.
Up,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I see a Skype message there, and like going, haven't heard back. So I mean, if we get off, if you can give him a quick call and just say, by the way, Andrew.
He did text. Yeah, he did text me, and he said that he was running a little late. So that's why I'm saying,
okay.
If you can keep it up, great.
Okay.
If not, thanks everybody. Yeah, because we're having so much technical problems. But please tell everybody in chat. Hi everyone. Hi all our callers. I love you all. I will talk to you tomorrow. We are rocking Leslie Journey tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So hey everybody, have a great evening and a great day, and just stay with Kelly because she's fabulous. All right, Cal.
I
love
cards,
you.
But you know. All right,
yeah.
I love you too.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. And anyway, okay. Well, and this is the other Leslie here, so our caller, and it's like if that makes sense, you know, please do call back, and we'll talk with you again. Okay, she must have muted herself. There we go. All right, we have three more callers here, so we'll get you guys here in order. Our first one is area code 216. 216, you are on with us.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I had a question about buying a new house or changing location.
Buying a new house?
I just heard two kind of different questions, but I'm not sure where we're headed.
Okay. Well, the way I work with this, I always have to have, you know, your first I have to look up what your birth card is. So to do that, I need the month and day you're born.
Okay, it's July 16th.
July 16th, another Cancerian. Oh, bummer. Bonnie would love that one. Okay. You are a Queen of Clubs, and you have Planetary Ruler and Ace of Clubs. So you tend to be one of those people that you're kind of like the mother, and I'll say, to the neighborhood or everybody who comes in sight, and it's like you have a tendency to put the wing over them and really kind of take them in. You're the shoulder to cry on. Everybody kind of looks to you for counseling in a way. So, okay, let's see. And what is your current age this year?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is your current age this year?
Oh boy. I've lost count. I think I'm going to be 43. I'm 42 right now.
It's important that we know the right age there. Come on.
Okay, I know. Scary.
Let's see. Okay, I'll ask you. So what year were you born?
71. I'm 42 right now.
Let's do some math here. 81, 91, 1, 11, and 12, 13, 14. Oh, you're not 43. You're going to be 43 this year. So right now you're 42, and that would make a big difference. Okay.
Yes.
42, actually one of those years where you've got some special stuff, you know, happening, going on, all that good kind of stuff. This whole year, your long-range card for this year is a 7 of clubs. Which is the 7th are about, you know, have a little faith in things. And it's really focusing on being positive with things and not letting, I'll say, the negative side, you know, negative thoughts take over and send you into a downward spiral, okay? Let's see. And I'm betting here, let's see, I'm going to go back and look at what stages and places you're at here. Okay, that's what you are in the last two of your, oh man, because today's the 20th of May. Okay. Your Uranian stars, you've already been through, you know, a great deal of your year. And usually, you know, the most effective use of this is, you know, call us after your birthday and we'll do the whole, you know, like your reading. But right now, because you've been through, you know, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, the Uranian period starts for you April 3rd. Okay. And it's almost done because Neptune starts May 25th. Okay, so you're really in the last, you know, like the last few days of, you know, all that. And what did this show? The Uranus time frame, which is where you're at right now, is a 5 spades and a jack of hearts. So the 5s, being the restless energy that they are, can indicate geographical movements, you know, which is like that would include, you know, buying a new house. Now, with that time, you know, combined with that jack of hearts, that is like the sacrifice card, the Christ card. So, you know, you may be making some sacrifices to do it. You know, if you, I'll say, sign papers under Indian time, okay? If you wait a few days, you know, till after like May 25th, you also have a 5 of clubs and you have a 10 of clubs. There's, I will say there's a lot more support. And, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, I can find the difference there, but I'll just say there's more support for signing papers, you know, for a new house. That's what you're wanting to do in that Neptune time frame, because that's, you know, kind of the house of dreams, of, you know, goals, of, you know, things that you want to happen. You know, it's like the positive things, you know, like, you know, such as the dreams of the everyday house. So I thought that was funny. Okay. But yeah, that 5, again, there's that restless energy, but there's also, there's communication there. And then there's also, with that 10 of clubs, there's a lot of support from either, you know, friends or family or, you know, things going into that. So, you know, if you're interested in a real estate transaction, if that is, you know, what you guys are looking at and going forward, I'd say, you know, this is really probably a good time of year, because Neptune is also about trips and traveling. Does that kind of help that?
Okay. We plan on traveling in like July, but
okay.
I'm just wondering if we plan on staying locally or moving long distance.
Okay. Traveling. Okay. Is it within the United States, or, you know, is it like, you know, local? Is it international? It's like, you know, kind of like geographically, we're on the planet, we're in the world of San Diego at that moment.
Well, yeah,
and
right now we're in Ohio, and we're looking considering Florida, depending on, you know, how, you know, the job market, obviously.
Right. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Do you know, are you going to be doing this, you know, like before your birthday or after your birthday? Because that absolutely will make a difference, too.
I'm guessing probably after. Yeah, after my birthday.
After. Okay. All righty. You know, and what I'll tell you there is just looking ahead to, like, do your next year's, you know, cards, that kind of stuff. Next year, after you turn 43, you have this Eight of Diamonds in your long range. So it's like this is, you know, that's a power card. That's it deals with material things, but it also deals with values. So what I'd say is you're highly more likely to have success financially in the coming 43rd year. You know, it's like you do have, wow, you've got a lot of, I'm sitting here going, I wish I was playing poker with this hand. let's see, you've got, yeah, no, you've got, right out the gate for your 43rd year, you've got three threes in a row. You've got the three of spades, three of diamonds, three of clubs. And that's, you know, respectively, three spades in Mercury, three of diamonds in Venus, three of clubs in March. That's highly creative energy, which is really awesome, but the caveat with that is you have to make sure that you don't let it go to stress and worry. It's like, you know, if you stress about stuff, if you worry about stuff, you can lose the benefit of that creativity. So it's like during those times, make sure, you know, you're eliminate the, you know, negative, you know, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative is a really an old song. So just, you know, make sure that you're doing that. Make sure that, you know, when you're coming into those times, you are really being positive with what you're doing. In the Mercury time frame, your second card there is like a Six of Hearts. In Venus, it's the Queen of Hearts. And then in Mars, there's a transition there. Wow. You've got the Ace of Spades. So you've really got, you know, a lot of things. It's like, you know, it's purpose finding. I mean, Six of Hearts is one of the karmic cards. It's with relationship, but it's also finding your path and finding what you're going to be doing this on this planet, you know, okay? In the Venus time, to have that Queen of Hearts there, it just indicates there's going to be really positive things with the relationship. You know, it's like if you have a relationship you love, it's going to be, you know, more of the hearts and flowers, you know, that kind of stuff. And then that Mars one with that Ace of Spades, it's like that is like the card of the Magi, it's the Phoenix Rising card. It's like, you know, there's going to be a massive transformation for you in that, you know, in that time frame, and possibly, you know, will affect like the year. But you're just going to be going through a lot of transitions. But I will say it looks really, really positive in the sense of, you know, making the move, because the next one that's there is like Jupiter. You have a Seven of Hearts and a Seven of Spades. And those are all about faith. It's like, you know, you're going to have some rock and roll and stuff going in the first step, but it's like, have the faith, have the, you know, have a little faith level come to you, have a little, you know, with the career and the finance. And it's like, and if you keep it positive, and because it is in Jupiter, there's some things there. So it's like, you know, it's not always how it looks. It's like when you see the thundercloud, always look at the silver lining, because sometimes, you know, you have to have storms to have rainbows. Okay. If that makes sense, you know, that's kind of a moment too. So, you know, just have faith as you're walking through the rainstorm, you know, just get out your umbrella and go, this too shall pass, you know, okay.
Right.
So just, you know, just understand that it will, you know, it will get better. You've got in Saturn, wow, you've got a Six of Spades and you've got an Ace of Diamonds, coming up in that Saturn time frame for next year. And then you also have a Six of Diamonds and a Ten of Clubs in the Uranian time frame. And then, you know, you're going to end up Neptune next year in with a Ten of Clubs. So it's like you've got those things, again, karmically. You've got them, some things that are going to balance, you know, with work, with, you know, finances, with values, with all those kind of things. So it's like, you know, you've really got some powerful and good cards coming up next year. And what I'm going to say is make use of them. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah,
especially if you're doing
that travel afterwards, that's awesome. All right, and call back and let us know how it goes. You know,
okay.
We always like
Thank
to hear that, the, you know, like Paul Harvey, we like to hear the rest of the story. All righty, and let's see here. Our another caller here is area code 337. 337, you are on.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Who am I talking to today?
My name's Candace. How are you?
Hi, Candace. All righty. Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's like, aside from blog talk, we're too good.
I'm good as well. I'm calling from Louisiana.
All right.
I want to ask about my love life.
Alrighty, that's a big one. It is. It's like, you know, that's our relationships for sure. What I need is just your month and your day, because I got to go and see what your birth card is first.
November 23rd, 1983.
Okay, so you are just over the cusp. I'm very. It looks like you are a Sagittarian. You're also a Ten of Hearts. And that's the birth card. And then the Ace of Diamonds is your planetary ruling card. Okay. So we're going to look at Ten of Hearts. And then what is your current age this year? And it's like, I know you told me the year. It's like, I'm sorry.
I'm 30.
Okay. All right. Good age. Good stage. Okay. Wow, here's another one of those. We have a lot of Jack of Spades coming up today. My goodness. Okay, so your Jack of Spades is your long range for this year. And let's see, and that was in, okay, November. So you just had, I go back here and do also is just kind of look at that, see where in the world you're at in terms of, okay, you've already passed Mercury, you've already passed Venus. That was, okay, that was in January. Mars time started in March, but it also ended there. Now, you're in your Jupiter time frame. You're in your blessed time of year here. So that started April 29th, and that will go into June. It'll go for about another month. Now, June 20th, your Saturn time will start. That's your challenging time of the year. You know, it's like things, the karmic, you know, balance the scales, you know, type of stuff. But Saturn's not such a bad guy. It's like Saturn just makes you, you know, get your stuff in a line there. The Uranian time frame starts August 11th, and then at the very last there, your Neptune time starts October 2nd. So you're right in the middle of your year here this year. And let's look and see what is happening with Jupiter here for you, because this is a good time. All right, you've got a Two of Diamonds, and you've got a Ten of Spades in your Jupiter time frame. So this is really about twos are about partnerships. Diamonds are about, you know, finances, as you know, as we well know. But diamonds are also about your values. So it's really, you know, looking at things that you value. But it also, because it's in Jupiter, you know, there's, you know, with the finances, there's going to be some very positive things coming out there. With that Ten of Spades, well, that's cool. You know, you've really got some support. Either from, I'm going to say, you know, it's Spades is about like work, it's about job, it's about career. It can also be about old friends. So, you know, it's like, but you're somewhere along the line, you know, you're getting support. And because it's under Jupiter, it's like a really positive support. Okay, and love life. Let's see what's going on with that love life. Don't really see any hearts here. The next time, the Saturn time, is a Five of Clubs, and you've got an Ace of Diamonds. So that, again, that speaks to looking for new ways, you know, for financial things and possibly looking to new values and, you know, new things happening there. The Five of Clubs, though, that Five of Clubs is, you know, again, that's the Fives of the Restless Energy, and those are in communication. So you might find yourself either communicating differently with people or just wanting to find a change of people. But the Fives are also the scholars of the deck. So you might find yourself wanting to either, I don't know, you know, go back to school or, you know, take some short classes or I'm trying to think. There's, you know, they offer those, what do they call them, seminars, like the weekend seminar things. You know, you might find yourself doing something like that. So you're either going to be, you know, learning, bringing some new knowledge in, which is going to affect, you know, would affect that Ace of Diamonds bit, you know, so you might be learning something new that's going to help you find a new line, you know, a new source of income. Okay, that makes sense. And with that restlessness, yeah, there's always a possibility of, you know, geographical relocation with Fives. Just depends on if you're looking for that or not. Now, with Hearts, we finally get to the relationship. We finally get to Hearts there. In the Uranian time, you've got a Two of Hearts and you've got a Five of Hearts. And in the Neptune time, you've also got that Five of Hearts continuing. So, you know, a lot of times it's like it's that desire, you know, it's that two of Hearts would be in other decks, what do you call the Lover's card? It's a union of two hearts. It's really finding and being with someone, you know, that you love a lot, or, you know, you're wanting to be in partnership with, in a relationship. With, you know, coming with that Five of Hearts, it also indicates that there's a restlessness, you know, in the heart. It's like, you know, wanting to find that person. I'm going to say, you know, there might be some kind of a separation first, you know, with someone you might have currently. I don't, you know, like I said, I don't know what your situation is, but you might have some kind of separation with someone you have at first, which might usher in, you know, a different relationship. It's like, you know, like I say, I'm not sure how that has worked in there. But it's like there might be, if you're in a current relationship, there might be some upheaval there. But again, you know, everything is free will. It's like, you know, that's the whole thing that, you know, we want to make sure we tell people. It's like, you know, anything that we say here, you know, is always affected by what you want to do, the way you want to act on things. Kenny Rogers, the Gamblers, yeah, they always give me this one because it's like, you know, the song that goes, you know, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. But, you know, if you're playing poker and you're good at it, you can win hands with a pair, you know, and you can make somebody else, you know, throw down, you know, like a different hand, you know, it's like if you're good with it. So it's like, or conversely, you know, you can hold on to that really good hand and then you win the, you know, whatever. So you can win either way, whether you have a smaller hand or a larger hand, or you can throw your cards in and even if you had a great hand, you go, oh, I can't win. So you need to throw them in. Okay. So that's kind of like this. It's like, that's where your free will and determination, and I'm going to say absolutely following your own gut instincts, you know, it's like we all have those, you know, the gut feeling, the hunches, the whatever. If you listen to those little voices, excuse me, speaking of voice, and, you know, and follow, just, you know, follow the yellow brick road, you guys, man, I don't know. You know, but if you always have a sense of this feels right, this doesn't. And when you do the things that feel right, things turn out good. When you do things that don't feel right, it turns out bad. It took me a long time. It took me about 20 years of working through that to get that. But, you know, so that's that heads up. But always listen to the inner knowing, because, you know, if something feels good, if something really feels right, and it's a right operation, if you got the green light, you know, however you see that, it's like follow your own intuition, because you won't go wrong, okay? Does that make sense? Is this making sense to you?
Yeah, I'm single, so it's like, you know, I mean,
okay.
Haven't met anybody super, like, special or whatever. So, you know,
right.
I'm divorced for 3 years,
right.
So,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there is, you know, so you got some, you know, looking, like I said, got something looking there, like, you know, some communication, some learning, you know, some better finance maybe, but definitely, like I say, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be some sort of, you know, whether you're interested in someone or they're interested in you, whatever, and there might be, you know, with that Five of Hearts, there might be a change in the relationship with your ex. I mean, you know, just there, you know, for better or worse already. But it just might allow you to totally, you know, more separate with them in some way. And, you know, it's like, you know, any time there's that Two of Hearts, it's like there's going to be some kind of dating, you know, dating relationship come in. But again, that's probably not going to be, well, you're in the Uranian time right now. Yeah. It could be, you know, it could be coming this month or next month. You know, like I say, you've got about a month. Part of it is, it's hard. I know it's hard when you're single, you know, you're a single parent, but it's like, you've got to be able to get out your own front door. You really do. If for all the internet is, you know, is great for a lot of things. And it's not to say you can't meet cool people online, but you've also got to meet them in public and in face-to-face. Trying to think, yeah. What they're showing me is like a children's story hour at the library. I'm going, what? It's like, I don't know. So maybe that you might go, you know, with your child, with your children, you know, whatever, to get out in public, because, you know, you're a package deal. You are. It's like anytime you have children, you're a package deal, you know, and if you get out a lot in public, you know, by yourself, people can have the impression, oh, you're a single person, single, you know, without children. It's like, and they get surprised with the, you know, with the bonus around there, and they go, oh, whoops, that wasn't what I was looking for. So it's like, it's really important to make that, you know, make that clear. It's like, you know, I come with accessories.
Yeah, that's one thing. The first thing I let them know that I have a daughter, you know, and, you know, either you accept it or you don't, you know.
Exactly. That's precisely it. There's responsibilities, and it's like, and just because of that, you know, you will get different, you know, a different type of person. It's like, you know, you won't get somebody who, you know, when they know that, you know, there's more responsibility, you know, with the child, you're going to get somebody more responsible. Of course, you know, always.
Yeah, I prefer older anyway, because I've kind of turned off from younger. Had a bad experience with, I was in a relationship with somebody who was younger, he ended up really, you know, really hurting me, not hurting me in a physical way, but just more of an emotional way, and it made me just basically just like, you know, forget anybody that's younger, and that's the interesting part, because those are the ones that are mostly are interested in me, all the younger ones, because I do look younger than I am.
But wow,
I do prefer somebody who's older, you know, and I think that maybe who you might have picked up on was that person who was younger. No, not necessarily my ex-husband, but I wasn't strong. It was a very brief relationship, but it was a strong connection there. But I think it kind of freaked him out, because I had a daughter, and either he was aware of it or whatever, it made it freak them out. I don't know. But that was well over a year ago. But,
right. Okay.
You know, I haven't talked to him or spoke to him since. So.
Yeah. No, this I'm saying this will be somebody. This will be somebody new. You know, this is somebody new coming in. You know, it's like, and if it's any consolation, it's like after you turn 31, it's like your long range for that year is the Ace of Hearts. That indicates new love coming in, and the nice thing is, you know, after your 31st birthday, is you've got three kings, you know. Yeah, we three kings of Arena. And two of those are the King of Hearts in different times. But again, it's not, you know, till a little bit later in the year for you there. But, you know, there is somebody coming, I'm going to say, you know, who's going to step up and have that, because the King of Hearts is the loving father. So it's, you know, you will have that energy, but I think, I'm going to say you probably need a little bit more healing. You know, it's like, in spite of the fact it's been, you know, a year ago, whatever, there's still a little bit of residual there. And I actually would recommend that, you know, call back when Bonnie's on air, because she, you know, she's the love specialist, whatever, and she really is, but she's also got her, you know, counseling degree and, you know, all that stuff. She does a lot of stuff in the real world. She doesn't just do this. But she's on Mondays and Tuesdays, so, you know, make sure, and, you know, she hosts Ron on Wednesdays. She was here with us the first hour. You know, but call back in and visit with her a little bit and just see what she picks up, because she will probably give you some specific things about, you know, golly, my group is just going, you know, how do you mend a broken heart? It's like a lot of these songs, I'm not sure if you've heard. It's like they were definitely my generation, but, you know, that's really, there's some stuff there that really left a mark, and you're absolutely right about that. And it's like, a lot of us have been through that. It's like, and there is a way to, maybe not totally erase those scars, because,
well,
you know, it's, you know, like, you don't
want to
focus.
I feel like a karmic kind of situation, and it was
really
that a strong thing, because from somebody who was kind, gentle, very loving, to basically it freaked him out, and then he became an a-hole. And
oh, boy. Right.
Like, yeah, it was like, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought the person cared and had feelings, and I guess I was wrong about it because of how it just.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, sometimes that we draw people in who are a karmic relationship, and that is absolutely on. The other thing I do is that, from an old perspective there, medical science has discovered that there is a part of the human brain that does not fully, you know, mature or grow or, you know, finish maturing until we're 25 years old. And, of course, the insurance companies knew it years ago, because that's when your insurance rates drop when you're 25. All those behaviors, you know, that happen when you're younger tend to drop off after the age of 25.
However, there's another older document that seems to indicate that men don't kind of become men until they're right around 30. And it's like, you know, you can to see them really starting to grow up a little bit about the time, you know, they're 31, 32, 33. This, like, all of a sudden they get this shit. So it's like, you know, you're right in the sense of, you know, looking for somebody, you know, a little older. And it's like, and if you're, I was going to say, if you're on the internet, you know, put that forth out there, you know, put that forth that, you know, looking for somebody, you know, maybe say, I don't know, 31 to 39, or, you know, you pick an age range, you know, pick someone who is a little older, because you're absolutely right in levels of maturity, that kind of stuff. And you'll have a lot more success with that. But I am going to say, you know, like I say, call back and talk to Bonnie a little bit on Monday. excuse me, I'm having frogs in my throat today. Jesus.
The guy said you saw King of Hearts.
Right.
Did you pick up around the guy's or anything around there or around him?
See, now that's, I'm going to say that would be Bonnie's, you know, Bonnie's strong point, Bonnie's talent. That's what I'm saying, you know, call back with her. Yeah, just, I don't know. I mean, I don't get anything, you know, physiological. It's just that this person would be, you know, a responsible person, you know, kind. It's like they're going to treat your daughter like their own. You know, it's like they're going to, you know, have respect for you and her. They're going to, you know, they're going to cherish is the word. There we go. Yeah, cherish is the word I usually describe. But they're really going to cherish both of you, okay? They're going to value. And that's what you're looking for, is someone who cherishes you, who values you, and, you know, not just you, but also your daughter. And, the, you know, and the thing when you're looking in relationships is our children model their own relationships, you know, when they grow up, as to what mm-hmm. our relationships were. So it's really important to model a good relationship yeah. for them, so they grow up to have good, healthy, loving relationships. So it's like, you know, that's where it's like you need to respect yourself, you know, and don't accept one who doesn't, you know, someone who doesn't respect you. It's like, because that's really, it's so important. I just, you know, it's like, it's really one of those massively small, you know, it seems to be a small thing, but it's really, really important. So,
oh yeah,
hope that makes sense.
Yeah, so I don't like I haven't dated much because of, like, you know, just I'm very
right.
very picky. I don't trust everybody around my daughter.
Well, right.
I
understand that one.
Everybody. Like, you know, I want somebody that's gonna love my daughter like I love her, and
right.
gonna cherish her. Like, I cherish her because that's my everything. And
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I've never exposed her to anybody. I want her to see that, because I'm my mom and my dad have been together for 40 something years, and
right.
that's what I want. And
exactly, there you go.
For a while,
that's awesome.
I've looked at that and wondered, you know, why haven't my turn came yet? So,
There's the thinking process, and what I'm going to direct you to a little bit is have you heard of the book? There's a book and there's a DVD and there's some, you know, CDs, but it's by Rhonda Byrne. It's Byrne, and it's called The Secret. And I
mm-hmm.
would highly recommend, you know, go ahead, read through that. You know, get the DVD, watch it. You know, the DVD gives it more visually, more graphically, but the book includes things, of course, that, you know, like anything, you know, books have more things that the, you know, the DVD doesn't, but it's like, and it's probably, I always say this wrong, it's not for rent at the library, it's for checkout. They're likely to be for checkout at the library. So you can get it for free, look at it, you know, and literally check it out and, you know, and see. And it's like, because it'll give you some good ideas. What's that?
I'm still manifesting you know, positive thinking and stuff like that. Now I'm thinking positive.
Right.
You know,
cool.
I mean, I guess it's because I've been through a lot. And,
right.
you know, it's like, you know, I'm wanting that, and I'm thinking about it and wanting that idealistic love. And,
right.
And I don't know if I'm thinking that so much that it's not coming, or the fact that, because I'm trying, because I want
trying
it
too hard.
So much.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah, and I'm like,
yeah.
and I'm like, is that I should not think about it at all, and don't think about it, and it will come, or is it like, I don't know, because I'm doing what it tells me to do, and I'm manifesting
right.
it. I'm looking, that's what I'm visualizing, that's what I want,
Right. And then there's, you know, have you, okay, so yeah, so you're on that part. There's also, because I was the same place. I mean, I bought the DVD because, you know, I've heard it probably 75 times. I can probably quote that sucker in my sleep anyway. But there's also some of the other, you know, some other things in is Joe Vitale has a series of, you know, the key to the secret. I would also look at, you know, Marie Diamond, who's a presenter in there. She does that bit with Feng Shui. And what I do know, because, you know, I'll just say I dabble in feng shui in terms of, you know, I like the one where it's like, you know, you basically put a tic-tac-toe board over your house. You figure out where, you know, where's north, where's south, where's east, where's west. What I will say is the southwest corner of your house, take a look at that, because it's the southwest corner of your house represents relationship. So if you're going to do, you know, like that guy did, you know, it's like put up a couple pictures, you know, something like that, of, you know, draw the picture of yourself in a loving relationship, that kind of stuff, and hang it in those, you know, hang it in the corners, you know, like he did. But try to make that the southwest part of your house. And it's like, and really clear that out, clear that space. There's also an example, I can't remember if she's the one that said it or if it was I got this from somewhere else. But someone else, you know, they were really looking, you know, like you. It's like they were looking for a relationship, really, you know, striving, really manifesting all that. And her wife, she goes, you know what? I've got to make this real. So she went through her closets. She literally cleaned out half her closet, cleaned out half her drawer, cleaned out half her garage. You know, it's like she made space for this person to come in as though they were already there. And, you know, when she went and then she just around, you know, went about her daily, you know, her daily routine, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's sometimes, like, you know, John Assaraf, he does, you know, with the vision boards and stuff. Don't spend all your time focusing on that, okay? Because there gets to be that, you know, that there can be a negative cycle with that. It's like you give it a little bit of time every day. You know, I think he does, like, what we would call, like, a meditation. He'd sit there for, you know, like, maybe 15, 20 minutes, focus on it, and then just go about his day. You know, take care of business in the regular day. Focus on a little bit, you know, say, hi, I'm inviting you in. The other thing that I know that you can do, I'm not sure, are you familiar with, like, you know, the chakras of your body and what they are?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. When you're looking for, you know, when you're looking for a relationship, go through your body. Clean it out like you would, you know, like weed your garden. I always call it weed your garden because you're, you know, the body is the temple of God, whatever. But it's like, it's your garden. And it's like, go through each of the sections in your body. Make sure there's no stuck energy anywhere. And I will say, I'm going to say right now, you probably want to focus maybe a little bit on doing some cleansing in your root, which is the red, and the one right above it, the orange, and a little bit maybe in the heart, in the pink, okay? So you need a little bit of cleansing in those three, okay? And you can do it, like, you know, when you're in the shower, you know, you can do, I don't know, spritz with vinegar, you know, you can do all kinds of different things and just say, as you breathe in, you breathe your energy back in a cleanse condition, that's important, to yourself, and then as you exhale, get rid of any energies within your field that are not yours and don't belong to you. And it's really, it's like, you know, it's like when you're going to go weed garden, you know, how you hose it down, you kind of irrigate a little bit first. You go out with your gardener gloves, you grab the weeds by the top, but you pop them out by the root. You don't do this cut thing because, I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, have Archangel Michael, you know, cut the ties. But, you know, and that's okay. But it's like cutting the top off of a carrot, and it makes it harder to get the root out. And you want to make sure that when you're going through, you pull out everything and you get it out of your own field, okay? I'm just going to say you've got some stuck energy in the places, you know, that I mentioned there. So go through and weed those out. They might look like carrots. They might look like, you know, potatoes. They might look like mist, you know, whatever. But go through and get rid of those and really cleanse in those spots. Then when you're looking to bring in a new person, you use your heart chakra, and it's like visualize, it's like a rainbow swirl coming out. And literally, you know what a chain link looks like. Make some chain links of, like, I just call them rainbow swirls, you know, make a rainbow swirl chain link, you know, and put it out there past your own aura field. So it's like it's out there, and it's like, and what you're doing is you, because you don't want people cording in or tying directly into your energy. The only one who's properly there is your young child. Your young children who cannot survive on their own yet, they are corded into your red, and that's perfectly fine. Anybody else there, though, you know, boot them out. It's like, you know, that's kind of where that goes. So, you know, and if you unplug your child, you know, your child while you're cleansing, trust me, they will plug themselves right back in, and that's cool. I know, I've got 5 children. They will automatically do this. they won't let you go there. But, you know, when you're looking for your mate, it's like make that, you know, rainbow chain link and, you know, a little heart at the end of whatever, but, it, you know, and then call and say, I would like to connect with the person who is, you know, my soulmate or, you know, the person who is right for me, you know, la, 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 that kind of stuff. And you put it out there. And then when you get, you know, like a link, somebody will link, it's like it will help them bring them either to you geographically or you either you'll go to them or they'll go to you. It's like somewhere, the heavens will move someone somewhere, okay? You'll have opportunities either, you know, to go someplace or you'll meet somebody new in your neighborhood, or, you know, something like that. So it's like somewhere along the line when you manifest it, you know, and do that call in from the, you know, from the astral plane, it's like it will make them aware of your energy where you're at, and it's like, you know, then you begin like seeking each other, you know, like the magnets, okay? I'm hoping all this is making sense. So it's like, you know, I'll say go back through to archives and do listen to it and try it, because, you know, it's like if you know about your chakras, you know about meditation, know about the cleansing, so it's like go for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, hope that helps. And like I say, call Bonnie back on Monday and just kind of see where you're at.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay. Let's see. And a shout out to our chat room. Boy, you guys made it. All right. This is awesome. Angelica Whispers and a lot of guests there. And Walk with Spirit. It's like, I'm glad you guys are there. Guess what? I have one person in the queue, and it's you. Let's see. Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do. You're going to hear the unmute moment. Carrie, I sure hope that you are near to your board there. Are you with us today? Or were you just listening? Hello, Carrie. Are you there? Oh, you know what? This is the one that you were having problems with your Skype on the other day. Shoot, I remember that. All right. All right, guys. Anyway, okay, you're there. Okay, let's see. Can you? Okay, because I couldn't hear you. Speak now. Carrie, I got you live on air. Can you say hi? Oh, rats! Are you having problems with your mic? You're muted. Okay, I can see you're laughing at me in chat. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, that being the case, I'm going to talk to myself here for a little bit. Let's see, 12:37. Okay, not on the right PC. Okay, yep, I figured as much. It's like I remember you had problems with that the other day. All right. Well, I will say that this has been a really interesting day, guys. We were supposed to have Andrew on with us. He did say he would be able to come in, and apparently he's really late coming in, so I don't know where he's at. Bonnie had to boogie out because she was doing some stuff, and Ron had a really amazingly not-so-great connection. His landline really, like, was failing him today, but he did get to talk to us about astrological things, so make sure you go back and check those out the first part of the show. Tomorrow, Susan, our pet psychic, is not going to be able to be with us, so we're going to make some changes to the show tomorrow, but Leslie, as far as we know, Leslie Journey is going to be with us tomorrow from, let's see, I'm trying to remember what Bonnie said. This is why this is the value of a pen and a piece of paper, because, you know, the lightest pencil mark is always better than trying to scrounge my memory at this point. I believe she's going to be on from 1 to 2. Don't quote me on that. She might be on from 2 to 3. So we're going to be on at some point tomorrow between the hours of 1 and 3. And like I say, I'll catch Bonnie and, you know, look for it. And the worst case scenario, guys, you know, is like if you just call in 347-838-8864. Blog Talk will tell you your show is going to start in X number of minutes. So it's like, yeah, you know that. Let's see. What else is going on? Friday, I'm not positive what's going on with Friday. We're still working on whether we're going to have a guest on Friday. If we do, we'll have a show on the air. And if we don't, we'll see you on Monday. Monday, Bonnie has, let's see, I believe it's her and Susan. And I think she said this coming Monday is going to be, they have a special guest from 1 to 1:30. She's only going to be on for 30 minutes. They will take calls.
You know, she just said she's an amazing reader. She's one of Susan Z's family. Yeah, we have too many Susans. Susan Z's family member. Let's see, what else? Tuesday. Wow, she went through that. It's like, you'll hear, if you go back through, archives a little bit, you'll hear her. She made the announcement before she got off at 2 o'clock. We have somebody special on Tuesday because they're giving up an hour of their time for this person. That's all I remember there. Wednesday is Ron and I, and Ron will be doing Andrew's chart next week. Let's see. And then Thursday, we're going to hope that Susan S, there we go, the pet psychic person, will be able to join us by next week. And Leslie again, and then we'll see what comes that Friday. So we're just going to get through this week first, and then we'll see what next week brings. We do know that there is a Mercury, let's see, what was it? Mars went direct. We do know this. Mars went direct on May 19th, so just a couple days ago. So for all you guys who have been out there feeling sluggish, feeling like in Bonnie's case, she was like, I didn't want to go to the gym, I didn't want to do anything, la, la, la. Okay, get another line. Okay, yeah, all right. Absolutely. Okay, I have to catch, because I'm trying to catch you guys in chat room, and I'm trying to think at the same time. It's like it's been proven I cannot think and read and speak at the same time because my thoughts and who I'm reading starts to intertwine. So, yeah, okay, Carrie. So, what is your I'll do a general reading. It's like, what is your what's your birth month and date there? Because I can do this over the air like this, and that way you can come back into come back into archives and grab it. So. Let's see, month and okay, October 2nd, awesome. Okay, let's see, October 2nd. Oh wow. Okay, you are a seven of diamonds with a jack of hearts. Let's see. Other thing I need for you is current age. So we'll look up with what's going on specifically with you for your year here. Okay, 31, awesome. Okay, so let's see. Okay, I'll go ahead and go across the board there and. Yeah, let's see. Is that right? Let me see that. No, October 2nd, not October 21st. Right. Okay. Yeah, 7. There we go. A lucky 7. Okay. So your Mercury period started, of course, on your birthday. Your Venus period started November 23rd. The Mars period started January 15th. Your Jupiter period started March 8th. Your Saturn time started April 29th. So you're in your Saturn time frame of the year right now. Your Uranian time frame will begin June 20th, so it's like you got about another month of Saturn here for you. And then your Neptune time will be start August 11th and go to your birthday. So we'll just take a quick look. Okay, seven of diamonds and see what is going on your 31st year here. Do, do, do. Let's play Jeopardy song. Do, 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 do. I really need to get some of Chris's music and figure out how to get this. Okay, let's see. You have got, wow, you've got for your long range this year, your long range was an eight of spades. So this is really a power year for you if you want it. And that's what I thought. Okay, the seven of diamonds is one of those, what they call the semi-fixed cards. And it belongs to a special family. There's like seven cards in the deck that kind of don't, I shouldn't say they don't adhere to the rest of the rules that, the other 45 cards have to play with, but it's like, you guys really are, you're set apart, you've got some special missions in life, that kind of thing. For this particular year, wow, you had double tens in Jupiter. For right now in Saturn, you've got a nine of clubs and you've got a king of spades. So this is really a time where anytime you get a king of spades, there's a lot of responsibility, because it's like you're the captain of your own ship. You're literally riding your destiny. You are, creating what you want to have. With that nine of clubs, it's universal. It's communication, scholarship, type of things. So whether you're learning something new, whether you're, putting forth what you, knowledge you have to the world, whatever, format that comes in, learning new things. It's like, there we go. Okay. You got on the right. There we go. Okay. I'm going to put you on. There we go.
I'll bet we'll be able to hear you now. Yeah. Do we have you now? Can you hear us now? Unmute yourself. Come on, Carrie. I know you can do it. Sounds like you. Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, I clicked you. You're on open air, so if you want to say something, please feel free to jump in. All right. Yeah, nine of clubs. Okay, so that's what's finishing up in Saturn. And, of course, there you are. Okay. Saturn is the great balancer, you know, the karmic things that happen. It also can be a challenging time, but it's like anytime, you know, you have a king of spades there, that is just amazing. That is, you know, a time and frame and place and space where not only are you captaining the boat, it's like you built that boat board by board. You know, it's like this is your life, all right? And you are absolutely, you know, steering where you want to go, or you have that option. I'll say you have that option because you also have the option to not hit the captain's bars and say, nope, I don't want to do that. I'm just going to, you know, float along and I'm gonna row my other boat. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to be, you know, the captain of the clipper ship, okay? Okay, going into the Uranian time, you have a Jack of Clubs and you have a Five of Diamonds. Fives are always the restless energy, so that's how it's going to manifest. And whether it's inner restlessness, whether it's tied up with your finances, whether it's tied up with your values, you know, things that you value. And the Uranian time is always unexpected. Again, there's that Jack. It's a Jack of Clubs there. Sorry about that. Jack of Clubs. Jacks are highly creative energies, but there's, you know, there's the good side and the bad side. You know, it's like the good boy, bad boy symbol, okay? It's like, you know, where, you know, you have a lot of really creative, high energy there, but you also have to be cautious, and it's a time when, you know, what I'll usually tell people, watch your purse strings in one way or another. And in this way, it's like... you know, watch your interactions with possibly, you know, younger men. And this might be, you know, somebody who's, that's really funny, somebody who spouts knowledge. Okay, I don't know, maybe they're, you know, they're like a student, you know, or something like that. You know, maybe they're going to university or being, you know, educated in some way. But they'll come across maybe as a really educated person. But always, like I say, backpack. They show me a backpack and it's like, okay, I'm not sure what that's about either, but it'll make sense. Hopefully it'll make sense to you. You know, but just make sure that, you know, that you keep a tight hand on your purse strings, okay? And you're going to have, you know, unexpected things happen, but, you know, it's okay. Fives can be, yeah, okay, that's why. The fives can be, you know, especially with the diamond, can be a loss of funds. So, like I say, again, that's why they're talking about the purse strings there. You go into Neptune. Neptune is a five of hearts. Again, so there's restless energy with your heart, you know, with relationships and, you know, relationships of all kind, not just, you know, with you know, parents, with siblings, with, you know, spouse, with children, with, you know, whoever's in your life, that, you know, whoever your relationships are with. You just got some inner restlessness in the relationship area. You know, it can be, you know, again, it, you know, it can indicate a separation of love, you know, from ones. It's like, you know, you might be across the country and it's like, oh my goodness, I wish I wasn't there, you know, because something happened and, you know, I need to be at point A, I'm at point B, you know, that kind of thing. Or it can be, you know, a separation of a, you know, with friends. It can be a separation of someone you maybe have been a longtime friend with, and maybe, you know, it's because sometimes we outgrow our friends. You know, I mean, I hate to say, it's sad to say, but, you know, sometimes people grow in different directions. And it's like, and then it's like they get repotted into a different, you know, different potting soil. And it's like, you know, you kind of see each other, you're still friendly, you know, you kind of wave across the way there, but they're not necessarily that close bonded, you know, this is a friend I would call at 3 a.m. when something goes wrong, you know, type of friendship. It's like, you know, our friendships do, you know, change throughout our life. Okay. You've also got a Pluto and result card. Those are for the whole year. Your Pluto card is a Queen of Diamonds this year, and the result card is a Queen of Clubs. So your challenge, the Pluto is the challenging card. Your challenge is self-mastery. It's about self-mastery in values. It's about self-mastery in finances. Anytime a Queen of Diamonds shows up, If you're tempted to overspend, don't. That's the, you know, write your budget and stick to it. You know, it's like, oh, but I just wanted to get this or that or the other. It's like, yeah, it's $10 over, you know, it's like, but I can, it's called borrowing from Peter to pay Paul. It's like, you know, but I can live on peanut butter for the next week if I just do this. It's like, don't do that. Don't make those over extravagant shopping sprees or, you know, expeditions. You know, don't get things that you might not, you know, you might want, but you might not necessarily need. Okay, there's a distinction there. The result of the Queen of Diamonds lesson, your result is the Queen of Clubs, which is right. Okay, again, the queens are about self mastery. It's about, you know, learning the lesson, and it's somehow or other it's about communicating. And it could be, oh, that's interesting. Okay, it could be, you know, like how the you know, salesman will knock on your door or will, you know, call you on the phone and say, oh, I've got this great deal, you know, whatever, just, you know, for only, you know, $9.99 a month, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you think, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good deal, right up until you get into it. And then you go, no, nah, that was not a good deal. So, yeah, so, you know, but it's also about self-mastery with your learning, you know, either learning new things. Also, you tend to, you know, the Queen of Clubs tends to be the person that mothers, you know, kind of mothers everybody. You might be being called on to, you know, maybe help somebody. But there's a difference between giving someone a hand out versus giving them a hand up. And what we always want to strive for is giving people a hand up. So it's like, you know, the old thing of, you know, teach, you know, give a man a fish and you feed him for the day. When you teach a man to fish, you feed him for his lifetime. So it's more in the teaching mode. It's like, you know, is that, you know, absolutely don't quit helping people, because, you know, people do. But we need, you know, we need hands up, not hands out, if that makes sense.
Yep, totally.
Okay. You'll say, gee, is this making any sense with what's going on in, you know, in your life, you know?
That backpack is very interesting. Because I've been thinking of going through, I don't know if you know the Camino Trail.
Oh, no. No, really? Oh, wow. Okay.
It starts, I think, in Switzerland. My brother did it. My cousin's done it.
Wow.
Well, maybe it's time to take a year out or 6 months and just walk this thing from A to B and just take some time for me, you know.
Right.
That's what the universe is really getting at here. I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That would, you know, that would absolutely fit. Really would. Really would.
Yeah.
And it's that, you know, that's where that Eight of Spades, that power card is. It's like it's the power to, you know, to do what you want to, because you've got that at your disposal this year, so make good use of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we are traveling. I'm actually going to Turkey, so we've got to take a backpack. Yeah.
Oh, nice. That is really cool. So have fun, but still watch your valuables and don't lose stuff on the trail.
That's for the future, but yeah, definitely spot on.
Cool. All righty. Well, guess what? We do have a. I thank you so much for calling in on the Skype account that works.
The computer that works. Yeah.
If you don't have any other questions, I do have one other caller that called in. So you know, yeah, if you. If you have any other questions, ask me quick, and it's like, or possibly I'll, you know, bring our other caller in here.
No, it's cool. I'm done. So go get your other caller, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for letting me read for you today.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, and this is going to be our last caller, area code 978. 978, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. I guess basically what I wanted to ask is that I have been going through so many changes in life and relation, well, living situation and health. And I'm just wondering if there's anything, you know, that you could tell me.
You need to be. Well, let's start with your birth card and let's see what card you want. I need the month and the day of your birth, and we can figure out what your birth card is, and then we'll figure out your age.
Okay, so it's October. And did you say October 20th, 1964.
20th. Okay, October 20th. You are a two of clubs, and you've got a jack of diamonds there also. Okay, so your jack of diamonds is your planetary ruler. Two of clubs. All right. That's a life card. And then, it's called the card of communication. It can also be called, the argument card, you know, that kind of stuff. So, just be careful that you don't tend to argue with people. And I'm going to say you were in the generation when they had, you know, really strong speech and debate teams. So it's like, you can absolutely win a debate if you want to, but sometimes it's not your best interest to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I bet it does. Let's see your year. You just started. Okay, your Saturn time frame. You are all the way through Mercury, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. You're in your Saturn time frame, which started May 17th. The Uranian time frame coming up will be July 8th, and your Neptune time starts, 7, 8, okay, August 29th. Okay, so you got these three things that we're still working with, you know, this year. And let's see. And then what is your two of clubs? What is your current age this year?
Like the age 49.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. And you got some significant stuff. I will say on the 50th year, 50, 51, 52 are significant years coming up because there, you know, there'll be a lot of flotsam and jetsam on the beaches. Okay, that was funny, right? All right. A lot of changes, okay. You got a lot of changes coming up. This is that one there. For this year, okay, the long-range card is a Ten of Spades. Let's see. I'm just looking through here. What you've been through. It's like the Mercury time you had, Two of Spades, Five of Spades. You had some restless energy, but, you still want to be in partnership, and it was regarding, like, you know, work, career, health, that kind of stuff. Venus, you had an Ace of Diamonds with a Jack of Spades. It's like, so kind of looking for new ways, you know, for finding, you know, new ways to make finances, new jobs, that kind of stuff, and, you know, possibly new spiritual things coming in. Jack of Spades is always that, you know, was always that, kind of watch people around you, that kind of thing. In your Mars time, you had a Four of Diamonds, and, you know, wanting the financial stability, and yet you have some kind of, you know, possible financial outgo, a tie-up. I'll say, you know, something, tie the bow on the package. Something came to mind. In Jupiter, you had, you had a Six of Diamonds and a Jack of Hearts. Jack of Hearts is that, the Christ card, the sacrifice card, Mother Mary card. Okay, great. But with that Six of Diamonds, there's sixes, any of those are always about karma. They're always about balancing things. And they're also about stability. It's like, you know, there might not have been much change, you know, in Jupiter maybe. And sometimes that's the best thing. It's like, you know, you don't have a lot of change. But it's also about finding what you're supposed to do on this planet. It's like, you know, kind of, you might have had some revelations, okay? Now, where you're at right now, Saturn, you've got a Six of Hearts and a Three of Spades. So it's like Saturn being the karmic time that it is anyway. It is definitely going to balance some things with relationships. It's also called the Peacemaker's card. So it might be the time to, I'll say, make peace with relationships in the life, you know, if that makes sense. You've also got the Three of Spades. Okay, you've also got the Three of Spades, which is going to give you a lot of creative energy. 90 seconds. A lot of creative energy, but it also will give you, I'll say opportunities. Okay, choices. Don't let your Three of Spades be used for worry and stress, because if it goes to that, you're gonna spend it worrying about this. Thing. So don't do that. Take that high energy of the card and, get yourself maybe a little sketchbook, something like that, or a notebook. Write your good ideas down. You know, draw, if you're inclined, draw some pictures. Okay, we got 6 seconds, but you'll still
okay.
be on here. I'm going to say thank you to all of our chat room because we don't know if Bug's going to kick you off. It's like they've been sometimes randomly kicking people out, and sometimes if you hang in there, it's they only kick off people on Firefox, so they only kick off people on Google Chrome, or they only kick off people on what is that IE, that Internet Explorer. So it's like hang in there and see if you can still hear us after afterwards. We don't know what's going to happen. Blog is working on that. They tell us they're working on it on a fix for this. It's okay. It's called updating your browser and updating Adobe Flash pages. So, today. Anyway, okay. So just making sure in the Saturn time that you don't get discouraged with things. It's like really be focused on being positive things, okay? And things will go, not a lot of bumps, unless you get down into go, oh my goodness, this will happen. Wow. Okay, and let's see here. The Uranian time frame, you've got a two of diamonds and a four of spades. So with those two going there, two of diamonds is always about partnership, and then diamonds are a girl's best friend. Oh, God, you guys are so funny. Anyway, diamonds are about values, but they're also about your finances. Finances is in what we call the mundane world. Values about, what's important to you, really. And things may come in an unexpected way because Uranus is the planet of, like the double lightning jag. So it's like unusual things happen, So you might have something, an opportunity come up. Excuse me. I've been having issues with my throat today. Sorry about that. You might have, something come out of the blue where an opportunity for a financial partnership, something like that. Because combined with that, that four of spades the four of spades can be the workaholic card of the deck. It's about being stable. It's about being, think of four footed things. It's like four legs on the chair, four legs on the table. But it's like about getting solid with things that are happening. So you may have an opportunity somewhere along there, and I mean it might be something like you just said, like arts and crafts. I don't know, it might be something where you're going into a partnership with a friend, and doing those fairs, doing artsy craftsy stuff, doing something that you love to do. Okay, so I mean I don't know how that's going to manifest, but it's like it's that desire there for a partnership with finances, combined with you're willing to work for it to make. Get up solid with your work and your career. It's also, if you had any health issues going on, this would be the time that those health issues would be cleaning up because the fours are about stability, with your health also. And it's like and really giving you the power to overcome. We will overcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really giving you some songs there. Okay, Neptune. Moving to Neptune, your hopes, dreams, that kind of stuff. Got the King of Hearts, and it can be one of those times and phrases, places, spaces where you are acting as the King of Hearts for your family, which is the King of Hearts is the love father. So, it can be somebody acting in that role, relationship in your life, or it can be you taking on those qualities. It's like where you are really, behaving towards others in a very loving way, really acting as a leader in your relationships. Okay. Alrighty, so yeah, there's always those opportunities, to do that. It's like, taking lead, and that would tie right back in with that karmic structure with Saturn, with making peace with relationships, and it's like letting them do a successful place. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. You've also got two other cards for the year. You've got the Two of Spades and you've got the Seven of Spades. Your environment card is the Two of Spades, which is kind of like it's a blessed place, okay? And it gives you kind of blessings. It's where you get blessings all year long. With being a two in partnership, with it being spades, it's got to do with blessings in health, blessings with the office, okay, that was fun. With work, job, whatever it is, it's like, you're going to have your blessings in partnership with those different things. It's like maybe, and it could be something like, you and a friend go out and go for a walk every day. And it gives you better health, and it gives you someone to talk to while you walk, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's like, you look at what's in your daily life that's going to make a transformation, okay? with the displacement card, got that seven of spades. It's not about having faith. It's about, you know, because there's two, you know, always two ways, usually more, to use the cards. And when you're using it in the highway, it's how, you know, in the highest way possible, there we go. It's having faith and knowing that you're going to have success with health. You're going to have, you know, be successful with your, you know, work, with, you know, whatever's going on, job, career, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's really having the faith, and it's really putting forth that positive mindset. Because the flip side of it is if you stress and worry about it, you're going to shoot yourself in the foot, okay? So it's like that's a card where, you know, you're really going to manifest and really going to bring in what you focus on. And it's important to know what your deepest fears are, because your fears are unconscious, you know, or can be. So it's time to go, you know, go gold mining. Okay, that was funny. You know, go really check out how you feel. It's like, you know, when we go through like meditation, it's how do I feel about this? And it's like, and if you get that feeling of fear anywhere, it's like really make that you pay attention to that and say, okay, where am I feeling fear? Where am I feeling unrest? Where am I feeling, you know, this is at? It's like, you know, and just really making sure that you examine those fears, you know, bring them out of the closet in the daylight and say, now, why is that a fearful thing? And can I turn it around and make it so it's not so scary for me? Okay?
Wow.
Does that
very
make sense?
Good. Yeah.
All right.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right.
It made sense, especially the leadership thing.
Okay,
you know, take
perfect.
Stuff. Yeah. So I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, right. You know, call back and let us know how it goes. We always like to hear that.
I will.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right.
Okay, 573, thank you for hanging in there. And we'll go ahead and take your call. This will be an overtime for archives. So it's like, if you want to go back and listen to it, this will be in an archive show. Okay, so who am I talking to?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Okay. The way I roll here is, first of all, I've got to get what your birth card is, and that's, you know, it's like I just need your month and day of birth.
Okay, 8-16-61.
8-16. Okay, August 16. All righty. Leo person, and you are a 10 of clubs, and you're 10 of clubs twice, because Leos have no separate planetary ruling cards, so it's like you're a 10 of clubs person, like, twice over, like, times two. Oh, no, it's not a bad thing at all, because 10 of clubs is a really strong card. It's like, it's really got a, any of the tens, you know, a lot of positive things there. It's like, you know, don't be dismayed on that one. And it's actually called the card of mental accomplishment, okay? Very independent person. Regardless of gender, you know, you have a tendency to act like you're, you know, either the queen or the king, okay? You've really got an analytical mind. As a woman, it's like, you know, so you really have an analytical mind in nature. And the tens, especially tens of clubs, tend to want complete unrestrained freedom to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, when you choose to do it. Nobody's going to tell you which way to do it. It's like, just let me go,
right.
You have to come full circle in quest for knowledge. You've got a really powerful mind, and you've got this, like, consuming desire for more knowledge. And it's like, you know, if you didn't go to college, you probably should have. But it makes you really progressive and be successful. In this life, what your life lesson is for working to learn is you've got to regain control over your mind, which can tend to have a life of its own and take you on journeys you never knew were possible. Okay.
Right.
Sometimes you have trouble sleeping because, you know, just you know your mind goes, and it's like, you know, you have the nights where it's like, I just can't shut it down. So it's like if it starts doing that, it's like, sit up in the middle of the night, take your notepad and say, okay, I'm just going to write what's going through my mind so I know I don't get it. Thank you very much. And it's like, and then you'll find it easier to sleep when you commit it to film. Your best path back to self-mastery is really directing your mind into right motives, higher principles, hard work. Because you're a person, you're one of the cards. You need hard work and to keep busy to be happy.
Okay. You've got a Three of Hearts in Mars. It can make for some emotional restlessness, kind of some indecisiveness about your, you know, either a choice of occupation. And that can be a strain on relationships, ironically enough. And it can actually hold you back from achieving, you know, highest ambitions. So it's like that's, you know, that's another area that you're, you know, you're working on. You've got a Three of Diamonds as a challenge card, and that bears that out, and it tells that, you know, you're going to do a lot of experimenting in life, you know, as you work to find out what really makes you happy, what your values are, what really, you know, what do I need to do to have joy in this lifetime and be loving, because that's all of our challenge. The Jack of Spades is a karma card, and that can be, this is one of those, again, the blessing or the curse, just depends on how you use it, okay? It's the card of the actor, but it's also called the card of the thief, and it's also the card of the spiritual initiate. So there's a potential there, there's a three-way potential, to have great success either in artistic things, and, you know, and artistic things are a very broad range. I mean, you know, you can draw, you can paint, you can do pottery, but you can also make cakes. You can also, you know, decorate cookies. You can also be a bricklayer that makes designs and things. You know, you can do landscaping on your lawn. There's, you know, creativity knows no bounds. So it's like, you know, whatever, you know, whatever area it, you know, that you're working and have a passion for, it's like you're going to have some really special creativity for that. Spiritual subjects also, involvement with spiritual subjects and study will also, you know, be very positive, be very beneficial for you, and you have an interest in that. There's a strong desire for spiritual wisdom, and you know, maybe studying spiritual philosophies is going to bring you in contact with you know, people in groups and, you know, uplifting groups, and really increase your enjoyment of life. Most fulfillment is going to come through work that allows you some freedom and expression of your creativity. Your greatest challenge lies in making up your mind, you know, about which way you want to, what do you want to do, you know, what's really going to satisfy, because you have so many options. When the world is, it's kind of like when the world is your oyster, it's like make up your mind, make a decision, because once you make the decision, it allows you to move forward in a way that, you know, that you're going to be happy with. Okay, does that make sense? Okay. Alrighty. Okay. And now for the, you know, for that's kind of the I'll just say that's kind of the lifelong, you know, lifelong overview for this year in particular. Okay. Let me get to the clubs here. What is your current age? That's what's important for this.
52.
Oh, wow. Okay. And that's the pinnacle year anyway. So yeah, this is really one of those years where, they talk about as being, you decide whether you're going to fully engage on this planet and really go forward and, you know, like be the captain of your ship, or whether you're just going to kind of put your life jacket on and just kind of, you know, let the boat drift you on the ocean of whatever. So it's really a choice. This is a choice here where you decide, you know, am I going to, you know, go forward and, like, you know, like put on my walking shoes and, you know, be the captain of my ship, or am I just going to kind of drift along with the tide? It's like that's kind of what that is. So this is a really significant year, actually. Long range, you had a three. You currently got, okay, you've got the Three of Clubs. Let's see. And I'm also going to look at where you're at in your year. Let me see. What was that? Let's see. Where did we go here? Okay, yeah, because I think it's about, yeah, 16th. Okay, right, because your personal birth year, of course, starts, you know, you have Mercury for 52 days when, you know, right at your birthday. Your Venus time starts October 7th. The Mars time starts for you November 28th. You go into Jupiter, you do Jupiter, most blessed time of the year, you know, most any year, is going to be January 20th through about the middle of March. Saturn, you start March 13th, and that goes actually until May 3rd. And then the Uranian time, which is where you're at right now, goes from May 4th to June 25th, or June 24th. And then June 25th begins your Neptune time. So you're really in the last, you know, two portions of your year here. And it's like, and I do recommend, you know, call back for, you know, we'll see what's going to happen, you know, like next year, going with stuff. But right now, for where you're at, okay, you've had the good, bad, and the ugly this year. It's like you really had.
Yeah.
What's still going on is Pluto. Your Pluto and result cards are read like as a pair. And it's like, you know, it's the Pluto card is your challenge card. The result card is, you know, what's the resolution for this? So the Pluto card being a seven of diamonds, that's, you know, that your challenges, you know, like with faith, with money, with finances, and that's, again, those where if you think positive about it and let it go, it's like, you know, you find just, you know, just sources, okay? If you worry, stress about it, you shoot yourself in the foot and you find yourself going, stressing from month to month, going, oh my goodness, where am I going to, you know, how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to pay the utilities? How am I going to pay, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's going to be being worried about it, being stressed about it. So that's the challenge that was this year. The result this year, though, is the Queen of Diamonds, which is self-mastery. And it's self-mastery of your thoughts for finances and self-mastery of your thoughts for value. Because really and truly, there's, you know, it's everything ran across this. You know, it's like everything that we think, everything we say, everything we do, you know, these actions, all that stuff, that affects us and the universe around us, not only on the physical plane, but also on, you know, the ether plane, the spiritual plane. Like, you know, it affects the seen and unseen world around us, because we really do have more of an impact on things, you know, than we would ever think possible.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, if you're, you know, not Bill Joel, oh, geez, who's that? Joel Osteen, there we go. One particular, he's like a preacher, like he's in, let me see, what's the, I think Houston, he's in Texas. I know he's in Texas. He has his Lakewood Church. And I found on YouTube, it's like if you type in Joel Osteen, it's O-S-T-E-E-N, and then type in I Am. It's like, you know, it's just Joel Osteen, I Am. Listen to that one, because that is one of the most amazing, powerfully motivational, you know, whatever. But it's, you say I Am, and it's like whatever follows the I Am is what you're working on bringing into your life, you know, because, you know, if you say, oh, I'm brilliant, I'm talented, I'm, you know, I'm beautiful, I'm, you know, the positive. Think of the positive, you know, make your positive list of words. And it's like, and that's what starts coming, you know, coming to your life. Whereas if you say, oh, I'm so slow, or I'm so clumsy, or oh, I'm a bad parent, you know, then you're inviting, it's like you're writing out an invitation and inviting those things into your life. And it's like, it's only like about 28 or 30 minutes, but it's like very worth your while. Go check that out and listen to that, because it's really, I don't know, I've listened to it several times and I learn something new every time, so the I Ams are really important. Okay, let's see, and what have you got for your environment card? You've got a three of spades. For your displacement card, you got a three of hearts. A lot of creative energy. See, the environment is the blessing. It's a blessing in health, it's a blessing in you know, work, in you know, career, and things that, you know, things that we're doing. But, you know, again, with that creative card, with the really creative cards, there's always the flip side is worry and stress. So it's like you can either spend a year, you know, being creative with it, or you can spend a year being stressed about it and worrying about it. So, you know, it's the option of using it in a positive way or having that energy frittered away. Displacement with that three of hearts can be some, and I don't know where at, you know, relationship wise, but three of hearts are about our relationships. And, you know, I said before, relationships are not just with, you know, with a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. It's also our parents, our children, our you know, siblings. It's like, it's the people, you know, the people in your neighborhood, the Mr. Rogers, it's the people in your neighborhood. It's the people you have a relationship with in this lifetime. So it's like, it's, you know, and that somehow is being brought up, you know, for you to examine this year. There might be some indecisiveness, you know, maybe some highly creative things, you know, ideas of how to get along with people in your world, or there might be some highly stressful times, you know, the things that are happening in relationships. So just kind of, you know, kind of going with that. Let's see, in your Saturn time, okay, your Saturn time, you have this eight of hearts and a two of diamonds. Saturn is always our challenging time of the year. You know, but it also gave you a lot of power to overcome either, you know, whatever was in relationship or finances. Now, where you're at right now here, the Uranian time, you've got an eight of spades, you've got a king of diamonds, and then the Neptune time frame ends up with that king of clubs. There we go. Wow, my eyeball's really not working there today. Okay, so you've got eight of spades and king of clubs, and then king of clubs again in Neptune. So really a strong finish, because the kings, you know, are about a king needs a kingdom, you know, to rule over, you know, that kind of stuff. But kings, and that is a king in
clubs are the scholars of the deck. It's like it's really having that mental power to do, you know, what you want to accomplish this year. And you're already that 10 of clubs in place. You've already got, you know, really good mind for this. So it might be somewhere, you know, if you took a seminar class or if you've taken, you know, some kind of college class or some kind of, you know, class and training, you know, something like that, it's going to be really opportune time to do that if you haven't done it, or it can be a time when you're communicating and it's like, and you're sharing with the world what you know, and it's like I flip out the trifold brochure, okay, that was fun. So it may be something where you're presenting or you're teaching or you're, you know, sharing what you know with the world, okay, really that culmination of things. But with that power card there, and it's going to be in an unusual way. It's like Uranus is always the planet of expected, okay? Maybe not unusual, but no, unexpected is like, wow, you know, this just dropped in my lap or came to my doorstep, you know, or whatever. It's like whether it's your, it came to your doorstep, you know, via phone or, you know, email or whatever, but it's like it's unexpected opportunities there, okay? And really and truly, it's the power to be able to have that, and especially that 8 with the spin, again, it's health, it's overcoming health problems, but it's also your, you know, they keep saying office. They keep, you know, it's like your office, your job, career, with what you do, you know, to make a living. So it's like, you know, some really good opportunities, you know, may present themselves between now and your next birthday, okay? You know, in August here. So it's like, you know, like you might have a very interesting summer. I'll put it that way, okay?
Really? So
let's see. What's that?
Will it be successful?
With that eight of spades, I'm going to say you definitely have the power to make it success. Spades are also hard work. It's like you've got to be willing to put in, you know, if you put the work in and if you put the responsibility, you know, factor in, whatever it is, it's like, you know, it's about that work responsibility. There, you know, it does. It looks like there's a very high probability of success, okay? So it's like, you know, you do what you're supposed to do, and it's like, yeah, it's looking good, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, does that help? Does that kind of answer what, because I'm sitting thinking, I forgot what your question was.
I just gave you my birth, so yeah, I see okay. What you're saying. So you were
okay.
Good at bringing
the
cards. Thanks a lot.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much. Call us back and let us know, and, you know, absolutely, you know, call us back after your next birthday, because, you know, each year, you know, you have a different set of, you know, you have a different layout, you have a different set of cards for each year, so it's like, yeah, this, you know, at 52, it's really, it's that, you know, it's a choice year, and it's like what you set up this year, you know, you absolutely are going to bring forward, you know, to the next several years, okay, so it's like, yeah, make yourself a good one, absolutely. All right, and thank you. It's like, I think I lost sound there. All righty. Well, thank you very much. And, guys, we are off the air here. Just, you know, I guess tune in. Yes, tune in. The days are on. Tune in. The days are on. And let's see. That would be Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays for sure. This week, Thursday, tomorrow, we're having Leslie Journey on. And our dial-in number is 347-838-8864. And check us out and see what Leslie has to say to everybody tomorrow. So, you know, she's a geographical move right now, so she may not be with us, you know, for the full tours. But, you know, I think we'll have her for at least an hour. So, thank you all for being here. We thank our callers. We thank our listeners. We thank our chatters. And, you know, thank you guys. This is, you know, you guys make our show. You really do. And let's see if I can get this to sign off. We've been, like I say, we've been having some really interesting things here, and I'll spend a few moments in the chat afterwards. Have an awesome one.